Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Marketers for Movers Weekly Podcast, where we discuss tips, tricks, and SEO hacks and why your website sucks. Just kidding. I mean, your website probably is not doing as well as it could, or else you wouldn't be here listening to us. In fact, that's exactly what we're going to talk about today. So while I'm not necessarily saying that your website sucks, you're probably listening today because you're not getting leads. People maybe are complaining about your website. You're not seeing them show up. You're not seeing it show up on page one of Google. And there's always a reason for that. So it might be because your website sucks, number one. It might be that you have a beautiful design, but you're not optimized. It might be that you're doing everything right. Google just has a grudge against you. It's probably not number three. But it could be one of those top two. SEO is often an issue. You know, it's a tricky thing. It takes a lot of research. It takes years of experience to be able to know what you're doing and a lot of trial and error. That's what we specialize in. Your website could just kind of suck. And it's not everything about your website. There are a couple of key things. When you're designing a website and you're putting it online and you really want to optimize it to get leads that you can then convert into moving sales, there are a couple of things that are really the best practices. The one thing that you're going to hear a lot today is that old saying, KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. Just keep your site simple. Keep your forms simple, keep the content simple, do everything to make it as easy as possible for the user to find what they want on the website. Put it all front and center. If they just want to fill out a quote form, put that quote form right in front of them. If they're looking for local moves, make sure that local moves page is on the navigation right at the top, right where they can see it. It's easy as that. If you find that people are not being able to find what they're looking for, put a search bar on there. Because they might not know exactly what the terms are that they need to be looking for. You know, maybe there's someone that's new at a business and they're just given a task to look for corporate relocation. They need something. And so if someone doesn't really know what they're looking for, that's not necessarily a good example. Anyone that's in the corporate world is going to know the word corporate. But you know what I mean. So you want to make sure that everyone can just find the keywords on your site that they're looking for. So the biggest thing, make sure that you put those things that people want to see right where they can find them. Make sure that the services aren't siloed away. That means that they're kind of buried under all of those drop-down menus or exploding menus on your site. Make sure that it's right there where everyone can see it. Make sure, so they shouldn't have to click like five times just to find the local moving page. So like big van lines, Allied, United, National, they can get away with siloing those services away and get away with a really streamlined design because people trust them. They've been building up their reputation for 100 years, maybe a little longer. And so they've built a lot of groundwork to make sure people aren't going to give up on finding something on their site. They're just going to stick with it because they know that that company is good and they're going to provide a service that's going to make them happy. For you, you're probably in a relatively small market. You're a relatively small company. You don't have that many trucks, but you probably own like 5 to 10. I don't know you. Would love to get to know you. But so you're going to be in a relatively small market. You really want the people visiting your site to find exactly what they're looking for. They shouldn't have to struggle. There shouldn't be any difficulties finding what they want. So the next thing we're going to talk about is the quote or contact form. So usually those are two different things. So someone that's just contacting your site, that's a general inquiry. It might not be someone who even is interested in a move. It could be any number of things that they're contacting you about. Maybe they're even another company that wants to get a backlink from you or contribute to your blog or it's spam, that kind of thing. And then you have what we like to call a lead form, or we call it a quote form in this podcast. We'll talk about it as a quote form. So anytime you want to get So anytime that you want a user on your site to ask for an estimate, or you want to schedule an in-home estimate for it, it's good to have a separate form for that, because that goes in a different, there's a different method of dealing with those people that are kind of already, not qualified leads, but they're unqualified leads, they're pre-leads. So the first thing you want to make sure that you do is tell someone what that form is. So if it's an estimate form, call it an estimate form. A quote form, call it a quote form. If it's just a contact form, call it that. But we think using the estimate and word quote is a lot more effective than just contact, especially for movers. And what's up with these tiny buttons that people are hiding their quote forms behind? It's like you don't want to get any estimates. It's like you don't want people to fill out your form. You put it up in the top navigation where someone might have some difficulty finding it. You just hide it away. So don't hide that away. Put it front and center. A huge font saying, get an in-home estimate. Find out how much your move is going to cost. Book your move now. And then have a nice, bright, contrasty button for someone to click for that form to come up. Either you go to the contact form or it pops up over the site. And just make sure that they can see it. Don't hide your form away. You want people to fill it out. The next kind of biggest thing that we want to draw people's attention to is those form fields. You know, it seems like when you get an inquiry, you want to field it as soon as possible. Kind of sounds right, huh? You want to make sure that the people that you put your effort toward are as qualified as possible before you put all of that time and energy to trying to convert them. Well, what we found is that the more fields you have, the more information you force somebody to give you right off the bat, the more it scares them away. So it drastically lowers the conversion rates. The more fields there are, the lower the form submissions are going to be. It makes sense. You know, you don't want any Yahoo to fill out an estimate form, but you also don't want anyone who could be a legitimate lead and that you would need to nurture to be put off by the information that you're asking for in your quote form. So that means, especially guys, you don't have to require phone numbers. You don't have to ask them how many bedrooms there are. You don't have to ask them for their entire home inventory. You're going to get to that. You're going to get into their home pretty much regardless. If they are moving forward in the moving process, you're going to go into their home. You're going to do an estimate. So you don't need to know about their entire home right off the bat in the estimate form. You don't need to require the phone number. So require the email field, require the name. Don't make the phone number required. Most people will fill it out because most people will want you to call, and it's easier to communicate that way. But if you make it required, it starts to feel a little invasive, and people don't like to be forced to give their phone number. But most of the time they will. So that's not really, we haven't seen it as an issue, and it only helps to not make that phone number required, because you get more submissions and there's definitely a higher conversion rate there. And the other thing is, guys, it's not even the first date. So you're just meeting this person. They're just inquiring about you. Like, you don't need to know their birthday. You don't need to know their cell phone number. You just have to start getting to know them and pursuing that lead. I get it. I mean, more information you have, the easier it is to sell. And the more information you get, the more you know that person is qualified. But fight that impulse, reduce those form fields. I don't want to see anything more than move date, where you're going to, where they're moving from, the general move size, meaning just rooms or the move type, a name, an email, and an optional phone number, and then a little bit of additional information. So next, make sure there's plenty of keywords on the homepage. It's pretty simple. If you understand the basics of SEO. Next, put plenty of keywords on the homepage. If you understand the basics of SEO, you know that if you don't have keywords on a page, that page is not going to rank. It's pretty straightforward. You might be thinking, but you said simple. People don't read. Well, you're not wrong. They don't read. Images are great. But you don't want a homepage that's nothing but images and doesn't say anything about your moving company. So a good mix of images and text will really give someone an idea that you know what you're talking about, that you know what their problem is, and you have a real solution to that problem. A homepage loaded with happy stock images of people unpacking boxes might make your heart feel warm and fuzzy, and you think that that's what a user wants because you're a mover, and you think, A homepage loaded with happy stock images of people unpacking boxes, it makes your heart warm and fuzzy, but who really thinks that moving is fun? And no one really thinks that you're going to make moving the most exceptional experience that they've ever had. So people understand that. So they don't need to see a lot of images of that because it feels like propaganda. Now I know a homepage loaded with happy stock images of people unhappy. And I know a homepage loaded with happy stock images of people unpacking boxes. I know a homepage loaded with happy images of people unpacking boxes. It might feel warm and fuzzy. And I know a homepage loaded with people unpacking boxes with big smiles on their face. It gives people a warm, fuzzy feeling. But it's really not what people are looking for. They're looking for a trustworthy mover. They're looking for the information that they want about you. And then they want to fill out a quote form to learn more. So you want a utilitarian site with great usability and great design. And yes, those two things do work together, and they always should. Marketing is about that balance between form and function. So you want to make sure the consumer can find the info they want. That means putting your services front and center, and it means having a streamlined contact form. And the last thing, and this doesn't really have to do with your website, you might think, but the biggest thing, your phone number is going to be on that website. Make sure you answer the phone. Make sure a human answers the phone. And if you can't have a human answer the phone, make sure that there's a phone tree. Something that's going to give someone the impression that you're big and that you care about them and that you have the ability to serve any need of theirs. So people really want to contact you instantly. That's the whole point of the internet. They have this ability. They don't even have to flip through a phone book anymore to find the closest mover to them. They just search Google and there you are. And prospects are always judging you. That's either by your website, or your responsiveness to email, to contacts, and even how you answer or you don't answer your phone. So you want to leave a first... Prospects are always judging you, whether by your website or your responsiveness to email, and how you answer or you don't answer your phones. So you want to make a good first impression. So if you can't have a human answer the phone, it's good to have a phone tree. It's not good to leave voicemails, but the phone trees kind of buy you some time, and you can also direct the call. But the only thing that that phone tree should really do is give people your address, your phone number, and your contact information, and then they should have the option to speak to a human. If no one answers the phone at all, it makes you feel small, it makes you kind of look incompetent, unprofessional, so you really want to give off that professional vibe by answering the phone. The other thing on your website, and we'll have a whole episode devoted to this, is live chat. So this is a thing where someone can enter into a forum, into a message with you directly, with someone on the other side. You can have a conversation with someone instantly right over your website. So it's super important to have on your website. I think there's hardly anything better that you can do to field leads right off of your website than just have that live chat on there. We'll talk all about that in a later episode, but that's very important. It goes along with these phones. Just make sure that there's someone always there to answer an inquiry as soon as it comes. The soonest you can get back to someone, the more likely you are to be able to close the lead. So your site is more than just about getting email leads. It has to be an experience for the user. It should be immersive, and they should be able to reach you easily and learn just about everything about your business that they would want to at a glance. So put your phone number at the top and make it visible and make it clickable. That'll help for mobile. Use live chat, answer your phones, answer your chats. Your customers will be impressed. Impressed customers will convert. Our insights have been gained from a long time in the moving marketing business. We want to share everything that we have. You know, we're going to have these podcasts with this marketing wisdom. We're going to have discussions. We'll have webinars. We've got a ton of great stuff coming up. Everything from how to put live chat on your site, use credibility badges from the BBB and stuff, how to decide on images, what to put in the header, so much more. So I can't wait to hear from you. So leave a comment and tell us what you can take action on today, and even tell us what we missed that you'd love to hear even more about. So if there's something that you wish we talked about in this podcast, definitely let us know. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next week.